Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Utah tight end Brant Keithy. This is Brant Keithy with Bill Riley. Presented by Craig Swapp & Associates. One call, that's all. An exclusive weekly conversation on the Bill Riley Show. Now let's get to the voice of the Utes, Bill Riley, and Utah senior tight end or wide receiver. Never mind, just call him an offensive weapon. Brant Keithy on your home of the Utes. Utah's number one sports talk. ESPN 700.
So last week when we talked to Brant, it was tough. I mean, you could hear it in his voice. He was still down about the injury that he suffered against Arizona State. Had a little bit of time now to go. I think surgery's been scheduled. So Brant Keithy joins us here for a few minutes on the Bill Riley Show today just to kind of update us. How you doing, man? You doing a little better this week?
Yeah, I'm a lot better, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear that, for one. I was good to see you on the sideline down there on Saturday. So update us. How you doing? How's the knee? Do you have surgery scheduled? Where are things at right now?
Yeah, so I'm just doing some rehab stuff purposes just as far as my leg goes, trying to get the muscles firing back in, get the swelling down. But, yeah, I have surgery scheduled this week, and just looking forward to getting it done because it's been a minute, been waiting for it, and just ready to get it over with and get the train going and get back to recovery.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. You want the minute this injured, you just want everything to happen quickly, and it just unfortunately doesn't happen that way. You got to let the swelling go down. You got surgery scheduled. You got to go do it and all that stuff. It's one of those hurry up and waits, and it's got to be frustrating, right?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, but I mean, with anything like this, I mean, you can't. It's hard to be mad and try not to trust the process. You kind of have to sit there and embrace it because there's nothing else you can do. I mean, I'm stuck on crutches, can't really walk, and I can't be mad or, I mean, I can be mad or sad just for a little bit, but in the long run, it doesn't really help with my mindset. Just kind of have to embrace it and take everything like it is, and just excited to get the surgery done and just looking forward to and being optimistic about everything.
So what have the doctors told you? What have they told you in the short term? What's the prognosis, and when are you having the surgery done?
Yeah, so... I'll be going to LA for the surgery, and then I get it Thursday, probably in the morning, but I'm having to go up a couple of days early to kind of go over everything. It's pretty simple surgery, just ACL and then meniscus, but no, nothing crazy. And I'll have to be there for a couple of days afterwards just because of precautions as far as surgery goes and everything like that. But then I'll be back here and back to recovery. I'm not sure what recovery time looks like. I'm hoping whatever it is, it's not longer than I think it is. So hopefully I'll be able to walk after 3 to 4 weeks after the surgery, and it's off from there.
So surgery this week, couple of days in L.A., then back here for the rehab process. And I'm assuming, you know, being an integral part of this team, if not on the field, certainly on the sideline and in meeting rooms, is that what you've been – I don't know how much you've been able to do over the last week, if you've been away or stuff, but I know you said last week – you want to help out in any way you can. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I'm trying to do as much as I can, but it's so hard right now because I'm not mobile at all, and especially the pain that I'm in. Last week it was a lot worse than this week, but this week I'm not going to be able to make it to anything just because of travel and everything that I need to do. Last week I really wasn't at meetings, and going to the game was really nice to just be there around football. I just couldn't make it because I'm not mobile. I can't stand for too long. My leg starts hurting, all those things. And I didn't want to mess up all the swelling and stuff as far as last week goes. But after surgery gets done and once I become more mobile and everything, I'm going to be in the meeting. I'll be in everything that I can be as far as that, just trying to help this team in any way I can because I can't be on the field anymore.
Well, you'll be in L.A. for the surgery. The Utes will be in L.A. this weekend, too. So I don't know if that will work out, but you'll both be in L.A. over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I kind of had this thought that I was going to be able to come to the game, but talking to my brother and kind of just in general, I'm not going to be able to make it to the game just because I know right after surgery, kind of moving around and the pain that I'll have, it's not worth going to the game. I'll be able to watch it on TV, though, for sure. So I'll have it on TV, but going to the game is not going to be an option. And I wish I could be there, but I'll be supporting from my bed that I'll be in for the next couple of days after surgery. So kind of sucks, but kind of have to embrace it and is what it is.
Yeah, you'll be taking care. You've got to take care of you right now. You can be with the boys in spirit. We're talking to Brant Keithy here at the Bill Riley Show today, brought to you by Craig Swap and Associates. One call, that's all. So tell me, what did you make of the game? The big question last week was, how does the Utah offense operate without Brant Keithy? They haven't had to do it for about 4 years, and some people had to step their game up. I'd just be curious from your vantage point last weekend, how you felt like the offense operated and guys that kind of were in there to kind of fill your role.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a slow start. We kind of struggled in the red zone at times. And I mean, it's hard for any game going to the next game, especially changing, kind of flipping a whole game plan 180 and trying to figure out getting guys the ball and everything, which we'll get a lot better at, I think, this game. And the games to come, guys can be stepping up. Bailey had a good game. He stepped up, had a great game. It's just I knew production could be picked up anywhere. It's just about spreading the ball and giving everyone opportunities. And as much as the targets or catches that I would have had being completely fine, I'm injured, so there's so many of those that are open for grabs, and seeing that Vele took that opportunity and ran with it, just really happy for him, because I've always known what he can do and what he's capable of. He just has to go out and do it, and he showed it last weekend. And excited for these guys to go up to LA going against UCLA, top 20 matchup, and just excited for them, and it's gonna be a good game. But I'm expecting that they're going to play like we usually do and come out with a win.
We got to see Muneer McClain. He got the one grab, had a nice little yak, a little run after the catch. You get to see him every day in practice. What's the ceiling? What are your expectations now with you not playing for a guy like McClain?
Yeah, it's just getting more in the film room, getting the playbook down and everything. But he's a tremendous athlete. You saw just one play that he had. He caught it and made two guys miss, and he has that in him. He just kind of has to put in that, instill that confidence in him, and I know he has it. It's just getting more plays like that and repetitions, and he can be a good player for the Utes going down the road.
The guy I'm also excited for right now, Brant, again, he's one of the group of guys that will help fill your void, is Jalen Dixon. Early in his career, we got to see a lot of what Jalen could do with his speed. And the last 2 weeks now, he's been more involved in the offense. He had his first multi-touchdown game of his career Saturday, back-to-back weeks with touchdowns too. But his speed is something that has to be accounted for, and I'm glad to see them getting him a little bit more involved too.
Yeah, and just what I talked about, production, having a guy like him step up, and the speed that he has, we can use on end-arounds, fly sweeps, anything that involves with his speed, we can easily use, and he's a great receiver running downfield too. So yeah, I'm happy that he had the production that he had, and kind of a coming out party for him, just because it's been a while for him. He hasn't had really the games like he's had this past weekend for a while, and I think that put a lot of confidence in him and his game and the things that he can do, and moving forward, he should be playing like that every single week, and I expect him to get more and more touches as it goes, but he's doing a great job, and I'm happy for him.
Brant Keithy with us for a couple of more minutes here at the Bill Riley Show today. He's going to have to pack his bags and get ready to go to L.A. for his knee surgery, which is coming up on Thursday. I don't know, Friday night you weren't probably doing much if you watched much of that Washington and UCLA game, but it looks like UCLA is pretty good. Utah we know is pretty good. Just kind of give me a little scouting report on what you know about UCLA, maybe what you saw on TV, and what you're expecting coming up on Saturday at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I watched the game against Washington. It's kind of hard to tell just because Washington, their ranked opponent, they were undefeated. They were both undefeated going into that game, and the records that they had, it's kind of weird, just because playing UCLA every single year, we've gotten the better of them. We've always been the better team. They kind of had the same personnel every single year, and having the game that they had against Washington, especially at home, because UCLA has never really had a home environment like that. It seemed like there was a lot more people there, and they kind of got the better of Washington, and just not really knowing what to expect, but knowing the guys that we have and the guys that they have, and over the years and same personnel, I mean, I have all the confidence in the world in our team and the ability that we can do and we can win. It's just we just have to go in and game plan the right way, have a good week of practice this week, and I have no doubt that we'll come out with a win.
You guys have dominated this series, Brad, especially since you've been at Utah. I think it's five straight wins in the series for Utah. But I don't know. Just watching, I've seen them play a couple of times, watch that game Friday night. I feel like this might be the best UCLA team that you guys have faced in a while. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I don't think they've been undefeated 5-0, I think they are, on the season. And they haven't been that since I couldn't even tell you when. And yeah, I think it's a great confidence booster for their team. And they're probably on a high horse right now, sitting there saying that they're a great team. And as so far, they are. They're 5-0. They haven't done that in a while. And I think with Dorian back there in his last year, probably, and I think all the confidence that he has and the strides that he's made over the years, he's playing as good as he has ever played. And it's a solid team, good team, but just like any other team, they have their weaknesses. And knowing that the strengths that we have and the ability that our players have and the personnel on offense and defense, I have all the confidence in the world that we'll come out with the W. It's just whether or not we have a good week of practice, good game plan, and just mindset. That's all it is. And going to UCLA, I wouldn't say it's a hostile environment, but it does look like there's more people coming to their games. And it's a top 20 matchup, so you never know. There could be a lot more people than we expect, and we just kind of have to be ready for it. And I'm just looking forward to watching the game. Haven't really been involved much in seeing every single thing going on as far as like watching UCLA and stuff, because I've kind of been removed from football for a little bit, but just watching their games and seeing it on TV and stuff. Yeah, they're a solid team, but I have confidence in our team and without a doubt that we'll come out with a W if we do the right things this week.
So what have you been doing? I know you're immobile. You're not able to get around much. You just been watching a lot of TV. I'm just curious, what have you been doing to kill the time?
Yeah, well, I'm here a good amount of time doing rehab and kind of just trying to get the swelling down, doing everything I can for my knee. So I'm in here for like 4 hours doing that stuff, and I'm kind of exhausted afterwards, and I'm not very mobile, so kind of sitting around doing nothing. But yeah, I've been watching like kind of old games, I did rewatch some UCLA games that they played this year, and just kind of watching whatever I can, trying to watch more football instead of just regular TV. Not a big fan of just regular TV, so just trying to kind of keep football on the front of my mind, even though I can't be out there playing it, at least I can kind of be around it.
Are you like looking for tendencies and things that maybe you can pass along to Dalton and some of the other guys when you're watching some old UCLA games?
Yeah, somewhat, and then just kind of just enjoying it. But anytime I'm watching football and we're going to be playing a team, it's always an opportunity for me to kind of find weaknesses and just kind of look at their personnel and see how we can take advantage of what they do and what we do well and things like that. So it's not always the first thought of my mind, but it always ends up watching the game. I'll find something that I need to pass along, and it always happens.
So surgery Thursday, rehab for a couple of days in L.A., or rest for a couple of days after surgery in L.A., and then back to Salt Lake next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll be back on Monday and back in Salt Lake.
All right. Well, do this. Take it easy. Travel safe. I'll check in with you, Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday, somewhere in there, see how things are going. And then we'll do this remotely at least another time or so. And then hopefully pretty soon you'll be mobile enough to come back and we'll talk a little more. But I really appreciate you doing this. I know it's a tough time right now, and I know the listeners appreciate it too. And I've had a ton of people reach out and say, hey, tell Brant we're with them and sending him good vibes. So you just do what you've got to do, and we'll keep tabs on you and we'll talk soon. Sound good?
That sounds good. Appreciate you, Bill.
Thank you, Brant, as always. That's Brant Keithy with us here on the Bill Riley Show, brought to you by Craig Swap & Associates. One call, that's all.